Just One Look at You, My Heart Grew Tipsy in Me. Written by Black Cat and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between John and Tilly's slash Rex. Rex will admit he came into this job expecting to absolutely loathe every part of it, but, well, there are some things to be said for a nice view. As surreptitiously as he can, he eyes the reflection in the window in front of him, watching the flex of muscle in a broad back as his charge strips his shirt off, scars coming clear. Every time Rex has asked about them, he's gotten a vague story about being too competitive at sports. But if that's true, Rex has definitely been watching the wrong galactic sports. Long day today? He asks idly, and doesn't let his eyes stray to the dip of John's back, the curve of his ass and tight breeches all too visible for one moment before a fancy tunic covers it. Two meetings, John says. He sounds distracted, and when Rex glances back, he's sliding a vibroblade into his tall boot. Rex approves, even if he has no idea why John usually tries to hide whatever weapons he's carrying from Rex. Since Rex is here as his guard, he should know that kind of thing. Then again, Rex has noticed a distinct trend where John very clearly has the ability to fight back against these assholes who keep trying to assassinate him, but he doesn't. Maybe he's just self-conscious about what a minor nobleman from a backwater planet in the mid-rim should be able to do. Maybe fighting back is beneath his station, or whatever idiocy Rex has heard spouted by the rest of these fancy-feathered peacocks since he landed here. Either way, Rex doesn't entirely object to having to guard John's body. As far as missions go, it's a downright pleasant one. And if maybe he has tackled John out of the way of a few things he didn't strictly need to, well, that's for him to know and enjoy thinking about. Bad meetings, Rex asks, raising a brow, and John grimaces. He definitely doesn't act like the rest of the nobles around here, though he passes as one of them well enough in public. Rex had almost been fooled. Right up until a guy with a red lightsaber tried to take off John's head, and John threw him down a flight of stairs without even hesitating. Bad meetings, Rex concludes, grinning. Boring, John allows, and casts Rex a small, quick smile. I'd rather take a walk through the gardens. He takes a lot of walks through the gardens. If Rex didn't know better, he'd almost think John was looking for something. Rex keeps his peace, though. It's hard enough resisting the urge to pin John to the nearest wall and kiss him when he's smiling. The added temptation of knowing John is actively hunting for someone would just be a little too much. Besides, more opportunities to manhandle John right out of danger and get more of his quiet thanks and swift smiles will never be a bad thing. Ready when you are, Rex says. And maybe he puts a hand on the small of John's back as he guides him out of the room, but, well, he's doing his job and guarding John's back. That's all. The end.